I'm Tommy Gimler. The Cleveland Indians defeated their hated rival Detroit Tigers tonight, clinching the American League Central in the process, which means they're well on their way to perhaps winning their first World Series title in more than 60 years, which means all of those Browns fans who overdosed on heroin yesterday because Cody Parkey missed three field goals. Sucks to be you. You may have possibly missed out on a winner.
And I'm Brady Matthews, and the Bears still suck.
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and this morning, Mike Ditka, in response to Colin Kaepernick, did his best impression of the South Park character Skeeter when he said, "If you don't like America, you can get out."
And then there's this guy.
"You bunch of fucking cock teasers. You can't beat the Redskin. They suck."
The Daily Upper-Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
Really? What show is he on these days?
Ditka? Pops in from time to time on ESPN, only with Chris Berman. He'll only do it with the network's biggest asshole.
Well, Mike, you know, some people have different things that they have. I think Mike Ditka's best moment ever on ESPN was when he was laughing during a segment on like Sunday NFL Countdown. He was laughing so hard he farted.
Oh, yeah.
And like Chris Carter like couldn't contain himself.
Oh, it was great.
Like looked over like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
It's like, "What? I had bratwurst for breakfast. What?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you gonna do?
Have you been to my restaurant?" Brady, how you doing, buddy?
Rough around the edges.
Welcome back. Yeah, you had a couple shows in Hyena.
Yeah.
At Hyenas in Texas.
Yeah, we're at Texas Hyenas, which is a beautiful crowd, good people. I think it was almost, I had too much of a good time. I think God punished me today on my travels. I sat next to a 400-pound black woman.
What airline?
American.
American, okay.
Yeah, she had the middle
seat. It sounded like a Southwest story at first.
It should have been. But, yeah, she sat in the middle seat, and then I was squished up against the window the whole time. And then...
This is where you're a better person than I am. And,
right.
Ferberg, you travel a lot, too. I would have seen her or him in the middle seat, and I would have said, "No fucking way." I'm like, you know, I paid for my seat, and I paid for all of my seat, actually.
Right. I never felt so little and so ginger and delicate. I felt delicate. I felt like a little white guy sitting next to her.
I guess I'm more of a limber guy. I see somebody like that, and all I need is a little bit of air freshener, and suddenly I've just got a gigantic 98.6 degree pillow just sitting right next to me. So,
I could have slept on her arm.
You may
it was
have
like a rack of lamb.
Well, we appreciate you showering.
Thank you.
You know,
and then I get my cab, and the cab driver goes, "So what are you doing?" I said, "I'm a comedian and an actor." And he goes, "Oh," he busts into his Jack Nicholson right away.
Of course, because you know,
right away,
because you know you're going to be able to do something about it.
Right,
because you know we're not all having a hard enough time for ourselves, like you know, to book ourselves in the industry. That you're going to be like, "You know what? Yeah. Why don't you come into the audition with me?"
I'm like, "Bro, I just got in early to go to a Subway callback. Okay, that's where I'm at right now."
In case you don't remember, you're driving a cab. I'm taking a cab to
to go to work. Yeah. Then again, I feel like the cold cut combo could use a revitalization in their marketing, and maybe the Jack impression is worth it.
All right, you have a clip of this Jack Nicholson impression?
Yeah, so here's the guy. Meanwhile, I don't want to deal with anybody.
No.
I just got done fighting with my girlfriend, which is what else is new, and then and then he decides to pull this on me.
Jack Nicholson impression.
"Listen, wonder if you could do me a little favor."
Like, come on. That's most of it.
And then he saw it. "Wonder if you could do me a little favor."
We got one more. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear this.
"Why don't you see what you could do about getting your mom off of my ass? I mean, I wouldn't mind it so much, but she's hitting on me over here, for Christ's sakes. What the hell am I supposed to do? Take her back to my trailer? Is that what you want?"
Anyways, I'm like, "Listen, clown, just get to where we're going." He goes, "Well, 12th Street doesn't really go into 13th Street." And I'm like, "I don't give a fuck whoever you are, Robin Williams. Just give me my shit.
I'm Jack Nicholson."
Yeah, and then I show up to my audition, and I had to bring my luggage. And the girl's like, "Come from the airport?" And I go, "No, I just like to bring my luggage to every audition that I go to."
Thanks for pointing it out.
I'm going to go with a Carrot Top impression this time for my audition. So I've got a bunch of props in here, like this this arm that you can hold out the window, you know, so you don't sunburn yours.
Yeah.
That's good. So he kind of sounded like Jack Nicholson, but he sounded more like the dude in Home Alone where it's like, "Keep the change, you filthy animal."
Yeah.
He sounded more like that guy.
Yeah, well,
Angel deals with filthy
souls. He told me a story. He goes, I dropped off Humphrey Bogart's daughter once, and I did my Humphrey Bogart impression for her, and she said, that's the best impression I ever heard. I'm like, you're still going. Like, I haven't said anything.
Also, who gives a shit about Humphrey Bogart?
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just tired, dude. I've been traveling all day, and I had fucking Aunt Jemima sitting on me the whole time. Like, fuck, I'm not trying to be racist, just being honest.
All right, so now you think you're pissed, right?
Yeah.
You think you're pissed. We're going to jump right into the hot mess.
The hot mess.
And we're going to meet, his name is Vic. I hope I can pronounce this correctly. He's obviously from New York with the last name DiBetto.
Oh.
DiBetetto. DiBetetto.
All right.
DiBetetto. Vic DiBetetto.
All right.
And this is perhaps the funniest rant I have ever heard before. He was very upset with the Giants 29-27 loss Sunday to the rival Redskins, and it's going to lead us into our first topic of conversation in the hot mess about how no one in the NFL can put away an opponent anymore. No one knows just how to, like, you know, keep the gas down to the floor and just, yeah, put the dagger in them. Like, win the game by 35 points. You play to win the game. Here's what Vic had to say about his beloved New York Giants.
You bunch of fucking cock teasers. You can't beat the Redskins. They suck. You can't beat the Redskins at home. This is a game we should have won. We could have won. We were supposed to win, but you fucking lose to the Redskins. Mind-boggling. Who the fuck is calling these plays? We rushed for 120 yards in basically the first half. How many running plays are called in the second half? Three. Nice, very good. Nah, put the ball in Eli's hands. That's great. What the fuck? We can't mix in a run play in the last 25 fucking minutes? And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
Listen to this.
Keep making those commercials with your fucking brother. Nice. Very good.
Keep making those commercials with your fucking brother.
The fuck were you looking at, Eli? What were you looking at? It was a 3-yard pass right in front of you. Didn't you see the linebacker right in fucking front of you?
He's great.
Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Odell, what's with you, Odell? What the fuck is with you, you fucking unstable fucking jerk-off?
Oh, you got it. We got to go back and hear that. This is what he had to say about. So this, we got to go back. We got to hear what he says about Odell Beckham.
Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr. This is what he said about Odell Beckham.
The fuck were you looking at, Eli? What were you looking at? It was a 3-yard pass right in front of you. Didn't you see the linebacker right in fucking front of you? Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Odell, what's with you, Odell? What the fuck is with you, you fucking unstable fucking jerk-off? You're screaming, you're hitting, kicking nets that hit you back in the fucking chin. You're having a fight with a fucking net? Stop it. You're crying. Look at your hair. Just stop it already.
Switch your hair.
Look at him. He's heated.
And the fucking penalties. Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me? The fucking penalties? Let's go forward, guys. Not backwards. It's like a fucking rumba out there, for Christ's sakes. You like the Yankees? You like the fucking Yankees? I got out of that locker room for more aggravation.
That's incredible.
This fucking
I feel like
room.
How they're going to have to do studies on Keith Richards' brain when he dies, like how he survived all the drugs. This guy, his heart holding up against that much anger is a marvel of human medicine.
Yeah, right. So I said, imagine if he was a Browns fan. Odds are he would have suffered a massive heart attack no later than 2014.
Well, no, this would have been a Browns fan.
Nothing wouldn't have not gone viral because no one's watching anything on Browns fans because they just accept sucking.
So this is Vic DiBetetto. He's a comedian and actor, obviously from New York with that name.
It's brilliant.
But that was, I think that's one of the greatest rants, if not the greatest rant.
Yeah, Odell, what are you looking at? And I love that guy.
You fucking unstable fucking whatever it was. It's brilliant. And
what's
you guys
with the hair?
What's with the hair? You're crying? And here's my point. I called this before the season started that he was going to have just a down year because what happened in the offseason? He was linked to a Kardashian.
Who? Odell?
Odell yeah,
to
was
Chloe.
Linked to Chloe.
To Chloe Kardashian.
And they are poison
Lamar Odom.
Athletes.
Lamar Odom dated Chloe Kardashian. He tried to kill himself.
Crack job.
Yes. Tried to kill himself. That's how fucking great she was. James Harden. You know, he was up and down last year. I bet you if you looked at his stats, he probably had the most turnovers in his career. He came on toward the end of the year again, but at the beginning of the year, he was dog shit.
Yeah, and he's got some of the ugliest shoes ever because of Khloe Kardashian.
She designed them for him.
That's it. They look like house slippers. They're awful.
The name of the game is you have to stay away from the Kardashians. They're no good for you, you unstable fuck.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham. And I think Odell was already unstable enough before he, you know, hooked up with the Kardashian in the offseason. But I call this ahead of time, and this is just, I think, the result of hanging out with Khloe Kardashian.
Do you want to know why I think Josh Norman and Odell have a thing?
What?
I think they personally have hooked up.
And now Josh is pissed at Khloe.
I think they've hooked. Odell and Josh have hooked up. Have you seen those videos or the pictures and videos of Odell in the hot tub with like four naked dudes?
Odell no. Beckham?
No. What is
yes.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, this is breaking news here at the Daily Upper Decker. Yeah. Find us on dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Decker.
There's first thing tomorrow.
There's a kid that rants about how Odell Beckham is gay.
Get out of here. I've heard the same thing about Victor Cruz. I just didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I think he's gay. I mean, one, because look at his hair. Look at his hair. I mean, right. And he's a very stylish guy. But
Victor Cruz is a fashion model. Here, like, he's setting himself up like a career.
He can't beat up a net.
Listen, if your end zone dance is the cha-cha, yeah, come on now. Put two and two together.
It's a salsa.
Or whatever. It's all the same shit.
Yeah. All right, so what? You're going to bring up that picture?
Yeah.
In the meantime, moving on here in a hot mess, the Giants couldn't close. The Giants had more opportunities than they'll get in most games to put away that team. Oh, yes. And it's just, to me, it's a disturbing trend. It's been going on now pretty much ever since Roger Goodell has taken over the league.
Well, this goes back to your kind of claim that the league may or may not be fixed, or there's dudes and bulges right there with Odell leading the charge. All right.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he's working out with Sasquatch, doing like the salmon swing. I mean, come on.
He's actually made Sasquatch more effeminate with this year's. Remember when he used to beat up on Joe Latruglio and all those old commercials like 10 years
That's
ago?
That's unbelievable.
He used to beat the crap out of that guy, and now he's doing Pilates with OJB. Yeah, so I feel like
OBJ,
pretty soon.
OBJ.
Yeah, OBJ. OJB. It depends on how you want to go with it.
Well, you also have to.
OBJ.
So maybe did Odell Beckham release the picture of him going down on that chick 2 years ago? Or you remember that when it was
when the
it was
chick
tweeted?
The Sasquatch?
She could have been. She had pretty big thighs. And it was from the angle, like, you know, where you take the picture like above somebody so it makes you look thinner. And it was still Thunder Thigh City.
Wow.
So I don't know. We're getting conflicting reports. There's pictures of him on Twitter going down on a chick. Now you're telling me he's gay and you're showing me pictures where he's behind a dude. Dude, and he's got a
and
bulge.
They're singing Sexual Healing.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I can't make this shit
what
up.
Is it, what site is this video on? Or this
YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yes, it's right here.
All right, nice.
Yeah, we got to put this into the microphone. This is Odell Beckham Jr. singing Sexual Healing with three pretty much naked dudes. What, in a sauna?
Yep, in a hot tub.
Hot tub. They don't have an advertisement or anything on it. No one's trying to capitalize off his gayness. So he's singing it, and then a dude comes out of the water from behind him. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but that's pretty
wrong
gay.
Being gay. I'm just saying.
And also, he's a terrible singer. Can we just talk about that? Stick to football there, buddy. My God.
That's unbelievable. I had no idea that clip existed. So now I'm so confused when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr. He's going down on chicks on Twitter, yet he's singing Sexual Healing in a hot tub.
Then have you seen
with
how
a dude
dances?
Coming out of the water? No. Again, this is all alleged. We are not saying that Odell Beckham is
YouTube.
Gay. It's just very
and there's
confusing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. We're not trying to break a story. We don't break stories here. We don't talk about soccer, and we don't break stories. So what is he doing here? He's dancing.
Swimming.
Well, he's a better dancer than I am. I was just dancing at Camp No Counselors this past weekend. I'll tell you what. I'm pretty sure if anybody's got video of me dancing. Yeah, and he's surrounded by all dudes.
Guys.
There's not one girl in this picture of him dancing.
This every guy. Okay.
Well,
guys, I've been saying this for years about the New York Giants, and finally I'm getting some credibility.
No, for real. Where are they at, though? Where are the girls at? Where are they at, though?
They're nowhere to be found. That it's amazing. So, okay, again, these are clips. You can go on YouTube. If you want to see the picture of him going down on a chick on Twitter.
It really depends on the platform. That's on Twitter, OBJ is straight. On YouTube, OBJ is gay. It really depends on what platform.
Yeah, that's...
Snapchat is a little bit of both.
Either way, he's connecting with multiple audiences.
On TV, it's Sasquatch.
He's everybody's favorite fucked up player. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Where they at, though?
So then, you know, so the Giants yesterday, like this guy was saying, like they run the ball so well in the first half, and then the second half they come out, they run the ball like three times.
So this goes back to your claim, though, that the league, at least for the last 10 or so years, has been fixed. Like, they always try, like, because they forced the game to be more competitive. And that's why, like, when blowouts don't happen anymore, because people tune out of blowouts in the third quarter.
Right.
And
well, people are tuning out of the NFL this year regardless of what the game is. So ratings are down again this
last
year.
Blowouts might be up, too. But it's also, like, they're not necessarily blowouts. It's, like, big leads. And then somehow people kind of creep back up. But they never really threaten in the first
place.
They're
almost like NBA games. Like, right. It doesn't matter what happens in the first 46 minutes of an NBA game. Because they're always tied or, like, within 2 or 3 points by the time there's, like, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Or that, like, 6 or 7 point loss. It was a lot further away than the 6 or 7 points. It was more like a 30-point loss
at one time.
And then they kind of crept back in, but they never really had a chance to win.
Right. Well, it's the same in the NFL. So, like, yesterday the Green Bay Packers are up 31-3. And then the cornerback or one of the defensive backs for the Packers just, like lets a guy – like Marvin Jones was catching the ball for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
He's about to, like, go out of bounds, so the guy just, like, he's like playing like he's gonna go out of bounds. So the defensive back just, like, lets him go, and then he turns it upfield and runs down for a touchdown.
No shit.
And they're like, what are you doing at that point? I told my wife as we were listening to it in the radio or on the radio in the car, not on Westwood One,
right?
But on
with Kevin Harlan,
XM satellites.
It was just a different station. I think it was like the San Diego ESPN station, 1090, whatever it was. So we're listening to, like, when it turns to 13-10, I'm like, you watch, the spread is 7. Somehow the Green Bay Packers will allow the Detroit Lions to get within that touchdown, and it'll end at that 7 point spread.
So you're
exactly what happened.
You're a conspiracy theorist when it comes to football.
Aaron Rodgers threw 6 passes in the second half after torching, and I mean absolutely torching, the Detroit Lions secondary in the first half. So why wouldn't you want that to just – why wouldn't you want him to go for 8 touchdowns? After a week of him listening to questions of, you're no longer elite, something's wrong with you. You haven't been right since 2014. What's wrong with you? So he's super annoyed. He comes out first half, throws for 4 touchdowns, and then you take the ball out of his hands. Why? Yeah. Why do you do that? There's no reason. Well, there's no reason to do that.
The NFL doesn't like once you have a comfortable lead, they just start running the ball, though. That's just commonplace offense, no?
Well, yeah, to run the ball maybe once or twice, but 3 times?
Right. Yeah.
3 times and then punt the ball back over?
Drive,
Come on.
Do you see the guy for the Green Bay Packers, the kick returner?
Ty Montgomery.
Go out of bounds and come back inbounds and hold the ball to put it on the 40?
It was,
and they gave credit for it?
Yep. It's a loophole.
It's a loophole in the rule book.
That why is it a loophole for him and not say a wide receiver? What's
it was on kickoff.
It was on the kickoff, so he went back. The ball was like near the sideline, so he went like around, made sure his feet were out of bounds, and then like
it was genius.
Dove in to
it's pretty
grab
cool.
It.
Okay, so he knew the rule and he knew how to manipulate.
He's from Stanford.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Smart kid, man.
Smart guy.
So and then you know, just moving on here in the hot mess, like anything else on the Browns? Just when you thought like the Browns couldn't find any other way to possibly lose a football game, their kicker misses 3 field goals, including one as time expired in the fourth quarter that would have won the game.
That could have won the game.
46-yarder.
I know. Last time I checked, Robbie Gould is available.
Where is he these days?
He's not worried about it.
He's probably a stud on the jackhammer, I bet. I bet you he's a stud.
He's Bears' second leading offensive player ever.
When they're setting the cones on like the 405, he's like kicking them into place.
Just to keep
it in the shape. I bet
like
you that's
that
a Robbie
Tony
Gould
Danza movie about being a garbage man. Remember that where he was a garbage man and then was the field goal kicker for the team because he kicked the garbage bags.
Is that like some kind of like sequel
it was
to
like
Angels
a,
in the Outfield?
Frankly, this was like a Disney movie in the late 90s.
Of course, that's
early
all Tony Danza did.
It was
ever.
About a field
goal Mark
kicker who played for the. It might have been a real movie or
oh, no,
it was
what,
Mark
Invincible.
That's Invincible.
Okay, so this it might have been like a play on
Invincible too.
Where Tony
the
Danza
old
was a guy who kicked trash bags into his trash truck and then suddenly was picked up by the Eagles to kick like field goals.
That sounds like an after-school special
this
on ABC.
This is before that they drafted Donovan McNabb, so they may have really been in the dumps and needed something. And then Tony Danza, if your team is fucked, you wanted a garbage man Tony Danza kicking your
and
field
it was
goals.
It was based on a true story that he was so good at.
It may have been their Disney interpretation of the story behind Invincible.
He was like, Mona!
in real life, he was intentionally like...
He would say every time before he kicked it.
He was kicking like fetuses right. outside of the abortion clinic in real life, but it like just didn't fit Disney's profile.
It was a PSA on stem cell research.
Yeah, that's a shame. All right, moving on here in the hot mess, guys. NFL ratings are down again. I mean, the Browns, Dolphins, there's a reason nobody's watching either of those teams this year. But, even games like the Battle of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, that was down from last year. Dallas and Chicago on Sunday night. We've all said that Chicago's a bag
dumpster,
of shit this year.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're terrible. Although, on that onside kick, did you see offsides on that?
Not at all.
Didn't see offsides.
Not at all.
Kind of a big part of the game right there. They had just scored a field goal to stop.
That would have put us back in the game.
Correct. You would have had the ball close to midfield, down 14-3. Instead of offsides on just a phantom offsides call. How do you call that?
I don't know. And you can't – it's not like you can it's not like you can throw a flat or contest it.
A challenge flag or anything, right?
You can't because it's a penalty.
It's just bullshit.
But anyway, ratings were down there as well, probably because Chicago was involved in the game. Because Dallas actually looked really good, but then again, Chicago was on the other side.
Yeah, Chicago looked that bad.
Other side of the wall, right.
Also, if you sniffed on one of our players or sneezed on one of our players, they'd be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It was like Sammy Sosa's back spasms because of a sneeze.
Dude,
also, there was today, Greg Hardy was arrested for possession of cocaine in Dallas, Texas.
Correct. Yeah, we were going to talk
and
about
I
that.
I feel like that is something where Jerry Jones is going to reconsider picking him up again. Like
now he's eligible for the team.
Michael Irvin was a very special player, and Michael Irvin was a very special player because he was high on coke the entire time.
And he was involved in like murder plots. Like people wanted to kill him.
Yes, but more importantly, he played for the Miami Hurricanes. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. To me, he is God's greatest gift to the game of football, and long live cocaine.
Are we going to talk about the Derrick Rose thing?
Yeah, definitely.
No, I didn't
coming
know.
Up.
I don't. This is news to me. What is Derrick Rose?
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, okay. So we'll finish up with the NFL, guys. Okay. You tell me, again, we briefly touched on this last week. NFL ratings are down like 16% again this year.
Yep.
Now, one thing we didn't consider last week is, like, I got home, I've got Sling TV, and I get the Red Zone channel there.
Nice.
So, no one's saying whether or not, like, the Red Zone channel's up, but I feel like that's a popular watch.
Right.
Instead of, like, tuning in to just watch the Eagles and the Steelers.
But also, like, how many people have access to, like you said, Sling TV? I don't know if Sling TV accounts for ratings because it's technically an internet property. Same with, like, the way that I would get Sunday Ticket if I wanted it. Because you can't install DirecTV where I live. It's just I live in an apartment building. So I'd have to get the .TV, the internet version of it.
Okay.
So there might be reason to believe that because of all these streaming options and apps and stuff, you can't account for the old-style Nielsen ratings anymore.
Right. And well, another thing, like you were briefly talking about, like how if somebody sneezed on a Bears player, they're out 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
I think that's another thing right there. If you look at how many people are getting injured. Now, if you break a bone, you tweak your knee, something like that, that's one thing. But look how many people are going out with hamstring injuries. And usually when you, like, not necessarily pop a hammy, but, like, you just strain it a little bit, like a hamstring strain, that means you are out of shape. And I think what people are forgetting now is that so many players no longer play in the preseason. So what you're getting in weeks 1, 2, and 3, and probably 4 as well, are out-of-shape fucking players who can't sprint. That camp no counselors this week, which, by the way, is worth every single penny. especially if you're single. You gotta go to camp no counselors.
Really?
It is amazing. But we're playing like kickball and capture the flag. And if you haven't played capture the flag, like I've never played capture the flag. So I'm sprinting in ways that I've never sprinted before.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is anymore.
And I honestly woke up the next day like I had pulled every single muscle, groin, hamstring,
everything.
It's because
you go hard in the paint.
I do.
You play to win.
Speaking of which, somebody's going hard in the paint out of their asshole right now. I'm getting like just fucking blown in the face. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting everything. If it's your house, good for you.
I had steak tonight. Buckus had a little bit too.
Nice.
So I apologize.
Good for you, Buckus.
butt kiss, you son of a bitch.
I'm kidding. You're getting nailed in the face. I apologize. So then, I thought I was incognito over here.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to be nice, but I can't
Isn't
breathe,
that funny?
Sir.
You're sometimes you're like, no one smells that. And someone goes, what the fuck was that?
Ooh, I guess someone had bad burritos. Ooh.
So anyway, so I'm like,
eating healthy again.
I try to work out as much as I possibly can, but I'm obviously not like NFL shape, and I'm not even in capture the flag shape. So, you know, like I go and I come really close to probably like ripping my groin or ripping my hamstring as I'm sprinting. And I think you're starting to see the same thing with these NFL players. Look how many people are out because of a pulled hamstring. Yeah. And that is just a lack of conditioning and not enough like play in the preseason. And I think like people are forgetting how important the preseason really is. And just to get on the same page so quarterbacks aren't overthrowing their receivers. You know, everybody knows the playbook. And more importantly, just being in shape. And I think that that is leading to such a shitty fucking product on the field.
Like, so when did this dialing back begin, where the people stopped playing the preseason? When did this kind of culture start so that now weeks 1, 2, and 3 are impossible to watch?
Well, I thought that like in week four, it used to be like the final like preseason week four, that was the tune-up. Like you were playing the entire first half, at least the entire first half. And if you weren't clicking, coaches are bringing you out into the third quarter. And this is like late 90s, early 2000s. Right. And then somewhere along the way, week 3 became the tune-up week. And week 4, everybody sits out. So it's like you're only playing one quarter, if that, maybe a couple series in week 1 of preseason.
Right.
In week 2, you're maybe playing into the second quarter. Week 3, you're playing the entire first half. So at that point, after week 3, you haven't even really played a full game yet.
Right.
And in week 4, you're sitting out, so no one loses a player as we go into week 1.
Well, look at Joey Bosa, for instance. Look at Joey fucking Bosa. He didn't play any preseason games because he wanted more money.
Hold out, asshole.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah, even though in the NFL, and like, then, it's capped what you can get.
And then, in practice, he pulls his hamstring.
Right.
Yeah, he's out of shape.
Awesome.
Yeah, because you're just sitting at home on your couch. Thanks, fucker.
Thanks
and
so
who
much.
Does he play for? The San Diego Chargers. They suck. Their management sucks. Everything about them sucks.
They're like the Bears.
At Camp No Counselors, I met the one San Diego Chargers fan.
Who probably wanted to pull his hair out.
No, it was a woman.
Of course.
Camp Counselor thing. How were the females there? Pretty
They're
amazing.
And they were DTF, man. Holy shit. Like, in my – so I went with my wife. We won most fun couple.
Aww.
Or, like, cutest couple or some shit like
How adorable.
That. It was great. I got to walk around with crowns. I played jerk off in a cup, and you would have thought I was, like, a national headliner at the talent show.
Right.
These people were on their feet clapping, just laughing their ass off.
You
got
jerked
called
off
out
in a
for
cup.
An encore. No, I played a song called Jerk Off in a Cup.
Oh, great.
And then I came out for an encore and played Squirter, and it was, like, the greatest shit they
Fantastic.
Ever heard.
Fantastic.
And we all would have killed there, man. It was crazy.
Awesome.
So they're there to laugh and have a great time. But these
but
girls
were down to just fucking
right. Out. So I would come out of the shower. I come out of the shower and you're like in the bunks or like the dorms where you keep the kids. So there's
there
a dozen bunks. So there were 12 of us in
well, the
in
same
this room.
Room
in the same room. And you're all using one shower, one bathroom, all that shit. So I come out of the shower and I'm getting changed. And there's this guy Brandon on the bed and he's like, hey. He's like, Tommy, when you're done with the towel, put the towel up on my bed. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I look and I'm hanging the towel because he's under there with a girl. My wife and I come back from breakfast and there's a girl in another bunk with these towels just hanging. She's like, hey, can you shut the door? We're like, yeah, no problem. And she's just getting
boning.
Fucked by some dude.
God, that's great. I gotta go.
It is amazing.
But no TV, no cell phones, no nothing.
Correct. Which, yeah, you are
what
off
does
the
that
grid.
Leave? That just leaves fucking.
Correct.
That's it.
It leaves See? Guided hikes, kickball, capture the flag, pool time.
And sex.
And sex.
Yeah. What about basketball?
Costume
basketball?
Time. Yeah, there's a little basketball. Yep, they've got courts there. We actually, one of the relays was like during the Apache relay where I ended up ripping my chest open because I went for distance on the slip and flip.
No, you were trying to show off is what you were trying to do.
Oh, man, I was going for distance. Yeah, I went three times. Yeah, three times too many. And now I have no flesh left on my chest.
It's a John Hurt impression. You know, you're going for that alien throwback.
So there was one event where you would there were six of us. You had to pass the ball, like roll it through the legs, and the person at the end then had to dribble and go do a layup. And you'd be surprised how many people can't hit a layup. But our team, all six of us hit our layup.
That's right.
So then you run on to the next event, which is like a chick having to eat a bowl of cereal.
Nice. Which she so had they, plenty they, of practice they, of.
Oh, yeah, man. She was twerking while she was eating. She was that good at it.
Wow. So they put this all
Sexiest
together?
Sexiest bowl of Cheerios I've ever seen before in my life.
They put this all together?
Oh, yeah. So you pay $500. $500 for the weekend, but you're there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
You get a T-shirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good. Green shirt. It was amazing.
Nice.
So why were we talking about Camp No Counselors?
I just want to know if there's any hot chokes.
We went from, oh my God. And I was talking about Hardy doing coke.
Oh.
I don't know how we got there.
Well, anyway, Greg.
What's the subject again?
Well, it was about why we went to Camp No Counselors for. Anyway.
Because you didn't want to watch football.
Moving on here in a hot mess. Greg Hardy, cocaine.
He's 20 years too late, man.
So here's the thing about Greg Hardy.
He's a piece of shit.
That's an understatement, I think. So here's the thing about Greg Hardy. When you get off, like when it was the same thing with O.J. Simpson. You know, odds are maybe he didn't murder. Nicole Brown. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. There are a lot of people who think that his kid did it.
Yeah, I heard that. Too,
but I know. So I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't give a shit about any of those people.
Right.
It's a shame they lost their lives. I'm sorry. Ron Goldman, rest in peace. So there's a best waiter in town. What I heard.
Male model.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I heard he could really deliver a steak.
Yeah. He can put down a martini, too.
He can also drive someone else's Ferrari.
Yeah.
He used to, like, flip
He could also fuck someone else's wife.
Yeah. Great guy.
But we've all been there.
Sweet stash on his dad, Raleigh Fingers. So after OJ got off with murder, like, you know, there were cameras following him everywhere. Like, everybody wanted to know what the juice was doing. And it just kind of started spiraling into the fact that he was a bag of shit. Well, sooner or later, with all of this attention on you, the cops are going to be watching you as well.
Correct.
And with Greg Hardy, you just got off from beating a woman senseless. Like, I mean, just nuts. Like, those bruises are ridiculous. Throw it down on a bed full of guns. Or not even a bed, a futon, you sick fuck. You're an NFL player. What are you doing with a futon?
Yeah, be a grown-up.
Yeah.
At least get a single bed.
If you can afford cocaine, you can afford a decent bed.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you get off. Odds are the cops are going to be watching you. Like, this guy is something tells me that this guy is going to be a repeat offender on something. So, you still get busted with cocaine. Cocaine? What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
And it's just eventually, like, karma's a bitch. Eventually, it's going to come around, and you're going to get popped for that.
Correct.
Now, if you've been listening, both of you, for the last, 6 months, earlier this year, we did an athletes getting arrested fantasy league. And our good friend Gary Dudak at TMZ drafted Greg Hardy.
Nice.
So we will have to go through and, like, you know, distribute the points for this. But it all depends whether or not it's misdemeanor or is cocaine like an automatic felony.
Oh, and also it depends on
Texas,
how good.
Is he still in Texas?
He's still in Texas. There's no income tax in the state. So usually when someone ends up there, they don't leave. Let's see how good the cocaine is. Like, is it pure cocaine? Is it from Colombia? Or does it have, like, baking soda baked in? We got to know.
Or is it something that Cole Beasley gave him on Thursday night? Yeah.
Out of his stash? Cole Beasley looks like he deals cocaine, doesn't he?
He does.
Isn't that awesome?
Speaking of cocaine, they said Donald Trump was high on cocaine at the debate tonight.
Get out of here.
No way. Who's reporting that?
Howard Dean wrote that.
Of course.
Come on, Howard Dean. What are you doing?
Yeah, isn't it funny you can ruin your whole campaign just by making that one noise?
Also, Howard Dean sounds like he's on cocaine.
Correct. I was just
going to
say that. Like, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is.
Seriously. This whole thing's fucked up.
It's a television show.
It's like Jenna Jameson calling Lisa Ann a slut.
Which, by the way, I would love to watch that debate.
Correct.
I would see that, yeah.
We might be on to something.
Ooh.
Jenna Jameson and Lisa Ann debate about who's the bigger slut? That's funny or die shit right
who's
there.
Who's Palin 3?
Lisa Ann's the best MILF ever.
That's her whole M.O.
And guess what? I've M.O'd a lot over that.
We love Lisa Ann here at the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on the Vine. So much so that we've had 3-factor fudges dedicated.
Well, she fucks
Lisa
a lot
Ann.
Of athletes, right? That's like her thing. That gives her a lady boner.
You can hold up a sign on College Game Day on ESPN, and she'll fucking take you out.
That's right. Yeah.
That happened. That's a true story.
Who?
Some dude held up a sign that the Baylor defense has more holes to fill than Lisa Ann. And she
went,
like,
out with
she
him.
Went found. Yeah, she brought him to, like, the AVN Awards.
Wow.
And, like, you don't get taken to the porn awards by Lisa Ann and not get a fucking
that
room job.
That is also on my bucket list of things to do before I die.
Go to the porn awards?
Oh, fucking.
Fuck, yeah.
100%. Seeing girls cry for best anal award? Get any better than that.
I work really
get
hard
any
for
better
this.
Than that.
That has to be one of Showtime's highest rated shows because they air the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
And it's just like, have you watched it?
Yeah.
To where,
yeah.
like, the announcers, like almost like the
legit
MTV.
Comics host it
You know
every
Katie
year.
Quigley?
Yeah.
She hosts it.
Yeah.
Katie Quigley does?
Hosts it.
Get
last
the
year.
Fuck out of here.
Last year she hosted it.
Well, David Tell did. a couple of years ago, and he was great. He was like, you know, my favorite move is the Lincoln, where you get shot in the back of the head. and all of a sudden, like, the whole crowd went, oh, and he's like, what, too soon?
Yeah.
Like, he was great. But it's like the announcers on the AVN Awards, it's what makes it. Like, and you said, like, a girl, like, crying because she just won best anal scene.
Right.
So it's like, best gonzo seed.
Right.
Poolside pussy, yeah. Lisa Ann. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Best DP. She's like, oh, my God, I worked so hard for this.
In all fairness, she really did.
100%.
That was a lot of dicks.
Listen, come to me if you want to see some good DP scenes. I can point you in the right direction.
You should win an award if it's like Lexington Steel and Mandingo. Like, you should win, like, the porn star of the year if they're DPing you right there.
Can I tell you the hottest porn that I recently saw? These two Latino chicks. Type in on RedTube, Latino chicks, guys in masks. These bitches are so hot. And there's four dudes, and they're just tag-teaming these bitches. These girls are like, girl next door, super cute. And they're like, who is that? And like, I don't know. These dudes with masks at the door.
Like wrestling masks?
Yeah.
Like luchador
line? It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. The guy has a pizza. The other guy's holding a bat. Another guy, I think he has like nunchucks. It doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like Telemundo comedy show.
Right. And they just go to town on these chicks, and these chicks are so fucking hot, dude. It's my
That's
go-to.
Amazing.
That's why you come to the Daily Upper Decker, because I guarantee nobody talking about Greg Hardy getting busted with coke is going
to
bring it that far.
Immediately moving over to wrestling mask, Latina, gangbang.
That's what we do here.
All right, so if you had to guess, we'll start with you, Brady Matthews. What's next in store for Greg Hardy?
I'd say his career is obviously done. But I'd say he's looking at time in jail, and then after that he'll beat some bitches up and go right back to jail.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Right. I don't think. I mean, so
Gary, I don't think he's done beating girls up yet.
No, not at all. I mean, this is just everybody knows that cocaine is a gateway drug back into the wife beating scene or the girl beating scene, and that's why I think Gary Dudak and I think Hardy was like a steal in the fourth round too of our athletes getting arrested draft. So if you're keeping track at home, that's Greg Hardy getting arrested. So Gary Dudak's on the board. I'm on the board with Evander Kane from the Buffalo Sabres.
What did he do?
Beating some bitches. It was
really
it was oh yeah.
Is he related to Patrick Kane?
No, but he treats women the same way. And then the third one, our buddy Dutch McTavish was on the board with Monte Ball, felony bail jumping.
Please tell me that Dutch is his given name.
Yeah, it is. He's a good man.
That and guess is awesome. What? That guy should be in porn immediately with a name like that.
Yeah.
Dutch is McTavish.
I have
Male
something.
Performer of the year. DP Dutch McTavish.
Dutch DP McTavish.
Argue yeah. that everything that you said about Greg Hardy is true, except after all that, Jerry Jones will sign him to a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
That is possible.
Practice
yeah, totally. Squad. Yeah, 100%.
And Jamarcus Russell will be the backup quarterback, or Johnny Manziel will be the backup quarterback.
Right.
All right, guys, before we move on from the NFL, I completely forgot to talk about when we brought up the Browns. If it wasn't already proven that God hates the Cleveland Browns, Cody Parkey, the kicker, proved it on Sunday. Did you see the clip?
Yeah, he missed three field goals.
They only needed one field goal to win the game, right?
Correct. So yeah. he had missed two that were like 40-some yards. So there was tied at 24.
I love train wrecks like that.
Tied at 24. The cameras find Cody Parkey on the sideline, and he's over there, and he does the sign of the cross. Sign of the cross, cameras catch it. He goes out, misses the fucking field goal. And it was proof right there
God
that God
hates
the
Cleveland
Browns.
That's funny.
It's and Catholics.
Is there any other team that you would find in basketball, baseball, hockey, or
well, it's
football?
It was the Cubs for quite some time.
Yeah, but he's come around.
Yeah, but Ernie Banks didn't cross. You know what I mean? Like, this is like it's going to convince players not to thank God anymore during press conferences and after games and stuff.
Right. Well, so think about it. Think about it. Any other team than the Cleveland Browns, to where someone would do the sign of the cross? Pedro Strop. Is it Strop or Strop? Strop.
Strop.
Pedro Strop last year, and Bob Costas got shit for it. Pedro Strop came in. They were winning against the Cardinals. It was like 2-1 in the seventh inning. Pedro Strop comes in, gives up a leadoff home run, and then puts two guys on, and Joe Maddon comes out to take him off the mound.
And he leaves the mound, and yeah.
Sign of the cross as he leaves, and Bob Costas caught shit because he was like, one can only hope that he's asking a lost, loved one
asking
up in heaven asking for forgiveness for what is no doubt a terrible performance or something like that. And he got right on the head. He got shit for it.
That is an amazing call. I never hear Costa say stuff like that.
So I would think that you're right with the Cubs, although today they won their 100th game. It's the first time in like
they're
fucking forever.
Dangerous.
Real good.
So
and they beat the Cardinals in the process, right?
Fantastic.
Yep. So
and for all you Cardinal fans out there, suck my dick.
So that's their 75th loss, the Cardinals.
Good. You serious?
That means the best they can do is 87 and 75, and I don't think that's good enough to get in.
There's
going to
be a three-way tie. They're going to have to play a
Mets
tie
Giants,
game,
yeah.
And then from the tie game, you're going to have to play a divisional game, one divisional game to win the game.
Yeah, so that team's fucked.
Good. So I hope they go. I hope they go 20 innings.
They're
going to
blow their top two starters in those games, and they get blown out in the first series.
Great. So any other team that is hated more than the Cleveland Browns, the only one that would come to mind would be the Minnesota Vikings. Blair Walsh missing that chip shot field goal last year when they were like Randall Cunningham and Randy Moss when they were supposed to win, and
they just get slacked
by the Atlanta Falcons.
The four Super Bowl losses.
Correct. That's the only one that comes to mind where I would say like
the Bills.
Yeah.
What about the Bills?
The Bills, yeah, right, because they haven't been to the postseason since
four
what,
falls,
99?
Four falls in the 90s, whatever it was called.
You go to the Super Bowl four times, you can't get one win out of that? Oof.
Yeah.
It's like me. I've been up at the Comedy Store four times in the last 2 years and haven't been asked to come back. The Buffalo Bills and comics. All right. So that ends our Greg Hardy discussion and our Browns discussion. Before we move into our game of fact or fudge, gentlemen, we're going to have to talk about the NBA, and that usually means in the offseason that someone's getting accused of rape.
Right.
Nice.
And it's none other than former Chicago Bull, Derrick Rose, who's now on the New York Knicks, who again last week said that the New York Knicks were earlier this year, said that the New York Knicks, along with the Golden State Warriors, were super teams.
Are you
kidding
me?
And then Vegas came out with the odds and set them at 38.5 wins for the Knicks, while the Golden State Warriors had 66.
They're really holding on to that half win. They want to have that one good basket, half of basketball.
I've seen a lot of delusional athletes. But Derrick Rose, hands down, is uno numero uno.
He said that.
With how delusional the fucking guy is.
He said he doesn't know what consent means. So he was asked by like attorneys, like in a deposition, and he was like, I don't know what consent means. Can you tell me?
Yeah.
Not even that good of English.
The guy who clearly had his homework at the University of Memphis done for him.
Yeah.
And that's why they and that's why, what's his name, jump ship to Kentucky?
Here's how much they pay off those programs. Calipari is the biggest crook on the planet. He can run for office. That's how good that guy is at recruiting.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose, I think, might be in some legit trouble.
Well, because now it's not only the one girl. It just came out that the Los Angeles Police Department has an open investigation.
On him.
An active investigation.
Over somebody else?
Sex rings for rape.
And the last time this happened, his name was Darren Sharper, and he...
Didn't end well.
Yeah, it did not end well for him.
However, Sharper was on a list for Hall of Fame consideration this year by the NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow. Imagine reading that when you're in jail.
Well, to put him in the same wing as Warren Sapp.
Wait, didn't Darren Sharper like rape a legit amount of women?
Yeah, more than one.
At a certain point, it was like, who didn't get raped by Darren Sharper? Right. It was like raise your hand.
Cosby thing.
Now, what is rape technically? Is it? Just want to make sure I'm not in trouble here.
Can you choke a bitch? Do you know what consent means? Well, no. So the main rape case, the main one,
the first one
against Derrick Rose is saying that he brought a couple of friends back with him. And that he had sex with her and then let his two friends have sex.
Now, here's how I think that went down. His friends banged this chick, and since he was there, it's on him. I think
you might be giving him too much credit.
Really? You don't think? Because, you know, a lot of these guys are in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging with the wrong people.
I don't know. It's pretty interesting. If you can go to Deadspin and look up Derrick Rose. And they have, like, the deposition, like, some excerpts from the deposition.
I read it.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
I don't know how I missed this.
But maybe his, like, defense of I don't know what consent means, maybe that's a new one. You know, maybe it's one that a jury is like, you know what? Like you said, he never did his homework at Memphis. Someone else is doing it for him. So he doesn't know.
Yeah. And it sounds like the Clinton. Could you please define what is? It's like he's playing dumb to play dumb. Except when you say you don't know what consent means, like there's no like, oh, he didn't know. Case closed. No, you go to jail for that.
I believe his exact words were like, I don't. Can you tell me? He asked the lawyer at the deposition, can
My
you tell
God.
Me?
So he had a smart-ass response for being asked if he'd raped somebody.
Again, I don't even know if it's smart-ass. I think he just might be that stupid.
He might be stupid.
That's stupid.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good opportunity to talk about the University of Memphis Athletic Academic Department.
Did you see this?
Yeah, this is crazy. We're watching Discovery in the background because
I forget what the show is. Watch, this guy goes through this ring of fire. He's on the hood of his car, ghost riding the car. Goes through the fire.
And this is not an episode of Jackass.
No.
No, watch. And then
still significantly safer than playing running back.
There's eight people watching this. And it's probably his family. Watch. Then.
And what happens? He's on fire.
He's on fire.
On the hood of a car.
He flies off the hood of the car.
That's usually the shit you see at Alabama high school homecomings.
By the car.
And then
he's
walks
walking.
Away.
And he's walking. My God.
Give that guy some kind of award or test him for some kind of fucking PEDs.
You thought you
right?
were sore from your weekend.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got to get that guy's cocaine. Right. All
right, guys. It is time for everybody's favorite segment here at the Daily Upper Decker. Get ready for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
Thank you.
That's welcome.
Totally going to help me.
I really forgot about all the singing interludes that I have to provide for the show.
Guys, terrible week. You know, as far as when it comes to death in the sports world, of course, there's Jose Fernandez with the Miami Marlins tragically dying in a boating accident. And I really don't even want to talk about it because I don't think we're the right guys to talk about it. It's sad, but you're going to get your information on Jose Fernandez elsewhere.
Wait,
he was a stud, probably going to be a $200 million pitcher in the very near future. It's sad. He was great. He made watching baseball fun. You know, like you'd watch when he would play.
But did you read what? How did that happen with his boat?
It was dark. They probably didn't see that there was a jetty in front of them, and they hit it at like 55 to 65 miles an hour, and probably were all launched from the boat.
And they just drowned.
He died. Like Jose died on impact.
Oh my god!
So because the jetty wasn't just like a sand jetty, it was like rocks.
Oh.
So he was dead on impact because they were saying that none of the guys were wearing life vests, but even if they were,
his boat, it's
the
boat
impact
was up
that
like
killed
this.
Them
it was
and
up.
Upside down. Yep. So, yeah. It's obviously like a tragic loss. I mean, there's nothing. When I woke up Sunday morning and got on the road, and my phone went back into service. I was like, "Are you, what?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Am I hammered? Like, am I still hammered at Camp No Counselors that I can't? I couldn't like you know grasp it. Like, no, that never happens to a guy of his caliber. So that's sad. We all mourn the loss of Jose Fernandez here at the Daily Upper Decker. Also lost this week, perhaps someone who meant. Almost, definitely more to the game of golf until Tiger Woods came along. Tiger Woods took it into the next level, but the late great Arnold Palmer passed away, lived a great life, you know, died of heart complications. And I think one of the greatest things about Arnold Palmer that people don't realize, like he was worth a shit ton of money because he was just an unbelievable ambassador to the game. He helped design more than 300 golf courses.
Wow. Really?
More than 300 around the world.
That's insane.
So that leads us to our fact or fudge question.
Ooh.
The late, great Arnold Palmer. Is this the name of a town where an Arnold Palmer-designed golf course is located, or is this a town where I plowed my wife?
I like it.
Is this a town that currently hosts an Arnold Palmer designed golf course, or is this a town that I once traveled to with my wife
and had relations
and had sexual relations all the way, not just like a handy or anything like that, like all
sex.
Out plow session.
Are there any all of the above answers?
Oh, or both?
Yeah,
no,
okay,
no, I couldn't.
Okay,
I couldn't
one of the other, yeah. one of the other. Okay,
close.
Okay,
close.
I see what he's going for.
Brady Matthews, you won the belt last week. You're back in charge, so you get to go first this time.
Feels good.
You're first up. Is this an Arnold Palmer-designed golf course location or a town where I plowed my wife? Carmel, California. Carmel, California.
Oh, golf course.
That is actually incorrect.
What?
Pebble Beach is located there,
yeah.
But he was not in charge of Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach is not one of the courses
but
that he
you
designed.
But you did plow your wife on the eighth hole.
I have plowed my wife like at least a dozen times in Carmel. It is an unbelievable, take your girl up to Carmel, and it is a panty dropper.
Nice. As have I plowed a plethora of females in Carmel. Just throwing it out there. Even though I didn't win that question, I feel like I won it personally.
In many ways, you guys played your own game of 18 holes.
That's right.
Oh.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not really a laugh out loud, gentlemen. But it's a smart joke.
I like that.
Yeah.
Adam Verbert.
Yes. Here we go. The only guy who can tell a golf call. Here we go.
Is this an Arnold Palmer designed golf course or a town where I plowed my wife?
All right.
La Jolla, California.
No, come on. Give me a break.
I'm going to say plow your wife.
That is correct.
Yes.
La Jolla, California. Very romantical town.
It was, let me guess,
there are
bathroom.
Golf courses down there. You get down like Torrey Pines is in the vicinity.
The men's bathroom at the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
No, I saw Richard Jenny, though, there one time.
Really?
And he was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jenny was one of the
Bray
best.
Bray Improv Green Room. I banged a comedian that we all know.
There. Oh, hey, all
really?
Right.
Wow. In the green room in La Jolla. Banged her.
No, in Brea.
Before,
oh,
after,
Brea,
or during the show? Before, after, or during the show?
I was up next.
God damn.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I bet you it was the worst comedy set of your life after that.
You had no motivation
to do
well.
30 minutes, and let's just say I did a solid 20 mentally. Mentally.
And then just like what's the word I'm looking at? The
let's just say
I did
crowd work after that.
You know what I love about this Brady Matthews? When he performs at Brea, he does his entire set cross-eyed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so Adam Ferber, congratulations.
Thank you.
One, Brady Matthews, zero. But it's still anybody's game here in the Daily Upper Deckers Fact or Fudge.
For a curveball first.
Carmel,
question.
California.
That's all right. Yeah. All right. That's okay.
Here we go. Half Moon Bay, California.
See?
Half Moon Bay, California.
I'm going to say you plowed your wife.
That is incorrect.
God,
that is
because I've
Half
been
Moon
up there
Bay
too.
Old course.
Fucking shit.
It says here Pebble Beach and Cypress Point may be more revered, but the views from the 405-yard par 4 finishing hole at Half Moon Bay are every bit as striking. The rest of the course, built in 1973, has a parkland feel, but the 18 towers on a bluff high above the Pacific Ocean. And I think I need to double check to make sure that he didn't design Pebble Beach, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Because then it would have been both.
Half Moon Bay, I did a sushi place, comedy.
Comedy in Half Moon Bay?
Worst set of my absolute life.
Well, you don't say. They weren't into comedy?
Yeah, no.
Sushi
I was doing sushi while you hear ding, 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 ding.
Well, but yes or no, was there a spot set up for the show, or was it like
no.
a surprise?
It's just like a microphone. And
oh,
like
no.
A,
I hate when that happens.
Jack Neville. Not one of the Neville brothers.
Right.
Or maybe he was. He was just the one who wasn't into singing, you know, while
right.
grabbing his nuts.
He was the one into designing the greatest golf course in America.
So you are incorrect there.
I'm over two.
All right. Adam Ferberg, Kissimmee, Florida. Kissimmee, Florida.
I'm going to go golf course.
That is correct. Kissimmee, Florida.
Yes. You are getting some fucking left-hand layups.
Yes.
Reunion Resort and Club, the Palmer Course. The only resort with courses by Palmer, Nicholas, and Tom Watson.
Ooh.
That is a resort to go if you are to go to if you're
you
if you're
could
into
say
golfing.
That should be the three of the four heads of the Mount Rushmore, the fourth being Woods.
Correct, yeah. So if they can get Tiger Woods to design a course there, it's like that is definitely a bucket list resort to go to.
It would be like a really like a triple X mini golf course for him. You know, you'd like trying to get the ball into the girl's mouth.
Oh, for
you know,
Tiger Woods.
Of, right
yeah.
instead of the clown's mouth, it's just some chick.
The 13th fairway, they call this one the IHOP. Or was it a Perkins waitress?
You know what? He's plowed them all.
Yeah. You don't just stop at Perkins. Waffle no. House and
there's
and
a girl
IHOP
that bartends at Rock and Rally's right down there that he plowed.
That's right. No, because we did a Factor Fudge one time. You got it. You were like, that's
yep.
the girl
that's
I know.
Her.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it says that Palmer's course is carved out of a former citrus grove and is home to heron, coyotes, wild turkey, red-tailed hawks, tortoises, and armadillos, among other species of wildlife. And speaking of huge cocks like Tiger Woods, armadillos. Have you ever seen an armadillo's cock?
No.
No.
It is so big compared to their body, it like coils up. Like that's the only
so
way they can walk
it's
without
the tail.
It. Like,
it's really his dick.
It's unbelievably huge.
Wow.
I've been looking at armadillos all wrong.
I've done a couple of gigs for Animal Planet. Brady.
Yeah.
Is this a place where I have plowed my wife, or is this a place that hosts an Arnold Palmer designed golf course? Maquanago, Wisconsin.
Since I know you frequent up there, I'm going to say you plowed your wife up there.
That is correct. In the room I grew up in as a child.
Wow.
In the room.
Look at you.
Oh, it's great. It's really good. The bed is still, like, you know, way too small for both my wife and I.
Doesn't matter. And you did it. Yeah. It's definitely one of the rungs is broken, and it was all because of you and the work you put in.
Was it hangover sex, or was it just regular old sex?
Oh, no, it was great. It was like I knew my parents were going to be, like, old and passed out in, like, in their room.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it's like my brother and I, we call it the dead room because there's all these pictures of our dead relatives that are up on the wall, like watching us while we're doing
it. Not
and I was still
weird.
Able to get just rock hard. And
it's not weird that they watched you because they're dead.
No. Yeah. I mean, they're all pictures anyway, but it's just the bottom line is Mequonago, Wisconsin does not host an Arnold Palmer designed golf course. It is just a place where I have plowed my wife.
Good for you.
And it has a Culver's. Which, you know, has a great Butterburger. So after that, you can pretty
much
just keep
going. That's
where
you guys went for dinner
afterwards. Keep going through.
Yeah.
All right. So Brady Matthews is on the board. Adam Ferberg.
Yeah.
Is this the name of an Arnold Palmer designed golf course location, or is this the name of a town where I once plowed my wife?
Let's hear it.
Hold on. I got to look here. Breezy Point, Minnesota.
Oh, Breezy Point, Minnesota. I'm going to go plow your wife.
That is incorrect. That is a golf course. The Breezy Point Resort, Deacon's Lodge. There are other courses that deserve to be on the list of Palmer's best, from his courses at PGA West and Oasis Golf Club to his layout at Kildare Hotel and Country Club in Ireland. But there is only one that is named for his father, Deacon, a tranquil layout that he has always considered among his favorites.
Well,
Breezy Point, Minnesota, which, how I said Mequonago, Wisconsin was really a town for me to just plow my wife in and nothing more. It sounds like Breezy Point is a town to just play on an Arnold Palmer designed golf course and nothing more.
I disagree. It sounds like the place you take your chick after high school.
To raise a family.
Yeah.
All right, Brady Matthews, you need to get this in order to keep the game going. If you get this, the game goes on.
Game's tied.
Yeah, so it goes on. If not, Adam Ferberg is the new Factor Fudge champion.
Takes the title.
Brady Matthews, is this an Arnold Palmer designed golf course location or a place where I plowed my wife? Oahu, Hawaii.
I'm going to go golf course.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hawaii is one of three states that I've never been in. North Dakota, Alaska, and Hawaii. Three states. Oahu, Hawaii. What'd you say?
A gig in Oahu.
Yeah.
But you said
golf course.
Pipeline Comedy Club?
No.
Yeah, it's great.
Usually, like, when you bring up my name at comedy clubs, it's like, hey, have you ever had Tommy Gimmel play here? They're like, who the fuck is Tommy Gimmel?
No one knows who the fuck I am either. So.
All right, Adam Ferberg, here you go. You either get this and win the game or you don't, and we go into a sudden death tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Arnold Palmer golf course design location. Or Arnold Palmer designed golf course location.
Okay.
Or a place where I plowed my wife.
Got it.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'm going to go golf course.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Wow. That's where I plowed
my
wife.
That's one of the kings of, like, one of the biggest cities where there's golf courses in the United States is Scottsdale, Arizona. Really?
Keep talking.
I'm shocked. I've been on vacations with family that specifically went to Scottsdale to play golf. I mean, I believe you. I'm just, that's amazing. You got me stumped on that one.
It says Palmer Course at Wildfire Golf Club in Desert Ridge,
Arizona, which is how close to Scottsdale?
It's just Phoenix, East Marriott Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, not Scottsdale. So if I would have said Phoenix...
It would have been both. It would have been correct.
Yeah, you don't go to Phoenix and just fuck once. You go all over.
Well, Tempe, you don't go to
Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix.
You don't. You go fucked to Scottsdale to burn alive, play golf, and fuck while you burn alive.
Well, that means it was a good one then.
Yeah.
It was great. All right, so guys, we are tied here. We are deadlocked here in this game of Fact or Fudge presented by the Daily Upper Decker. So the first one to yell out the right answer wins the belt.
All right.
Is this an Arnold Palmer-designed golf course location or a place where I plowed my wife? Menasha, Wisconsin.
Plowed your wife.
Yes, that is
correct.
Oh, it was coming out of my mouth. Yeah. No pun intended.
That's what she said. Oh, that's the end of the game because I got a lame
Again,
response.
In her parents' house. And I could say that because my father-in-law doesn't know how to use the internet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there's one thing that I know more than Arnold Palmer golf courses, it is Tommy Gimler's sex history with his wife.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.